tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, tomorrow is the last day of the month of March, or the first quarter indeed, and for people who have lost their jobs or been put on reduced hours as a result of the coronavirus crisis, the last paycheck will have been issued, and the reality, the very uncertain reality of financial difficulties lies ahead. Michelle O'Hara is Regional Manager with South Leinster MABS, that's the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. She joins me now, and she is, as I said earlier, very happy to answer any queries listeners may have to send us on text line 51551 or by email to todaysor@rte.ie. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks for joining us. What have you been seeing and hearing so far, Michelle, about the concerns people have, or perhaps confusion on what they're entitled to during this crisis?
Yes, Sean, I think one of the things that we're experiencing with clients is new and existing is obviously the shock surrounding how quickly this occurred and how quickly people's positions changed in terms of their employment. And the first thing, the obvious thing that people are needing to do is to deal with their income and dealing with the Department of Social Protection and how to get in their payment and how quickly to apply for it. So in that regard, we've been advising people the quickest way to do that is to go on to mywelfare.ie. Very simple process in terms of applying. You just need your email, PBSN, and your bank account details. So that's the obvious thing, Sean, to get into place first is a replacement type income or a payment.
And is that not something which in the majority of cases would be taken care of by one's employer?
No, Sean. No, in terms of your own, the COVID-19 payment for those who now are out of jobs, that is up to the individual to apply themselves. Now, initially, there was a very simple one, and there still is a simple one-page application that you can complete and drop into the postbox of the social welfare office, which is closest to you, or you can indeed post it. But the quicker way to deal with it is actually to apply online. So obviously, a lot more people this morning, Sean, would find themselves out of a job than did last Friday, for example.
Yes.
And I know this morning the numbers, obviously, the minister this morning on Morning Ireland specified, I think it was 283,000 applications up to close business last Friday. So we would expect that that increases.
Yes, and the kind of payments that are available to people, I mean, there traditionally would be the job seekers allowance, but there's this new one now for people who've lost their jobs as a result of the COVID crisis.
That's correct, Sean. So there's the COVID pandemic unemployment payment, which is a payment of €350, and that's for people who, employees, including self-employed people, who have lost their employment due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes. What about the whole question of mortgage holidays and delays and so forth? Again, measures have been put in place by the financial institutions. What is your advice to people who may be thinking of making use of those facilities?
Okay, so the first thing to do is obviously contact either ourselves to work on behalf of yourself with your financial institution or contact them directly. We would encourage you to assess your current situation. So am I in a position to meet my mortgage repayment requirements or am I not? If you're not, then you need to think about communicating that with your financial institution. During all of these times, Sean, communication is key. We have to make sure that is kept up and we know, obviously listening to Brian Hayes on Saturday from the BPFI, that there's been thousands of calls into the bank line during the week. So we would say, assess your situation. Where am I now? What am I looking at in terms of my reduced income? What have I got capacity to pay? And that's something that MABS can assist you with in terms of looking at your current situation. So either you can use our online budgeting tools and so on, which is on mabs.ie, or you can ring one of the many offices throughout the country, or indeed the helpline to support you with that.
There's no question, I think it's dawned on people, or people have realised quite quickly, of a mortgage holiday, as it were. You can break it, but you still have to pay the money ultimately.
Absolutely, Sean. This is why we would encourage people assess what you can pay. This is not a situation where the three-month moratorium will be written off or anything like that. You still owe the money. Indeed, if it's an interest only, you will be paying the interest for the 3 months, but not the capital amount. So the money will still be due and owing at a later stage, and you need to carefully assess what your capacity is to repay now and to repay later. So the key to all of this is information as well, Sean. You understand what you're getting yourself into. That's something that MAB can assist you with as well, because I think it's fair to say there's been a significant amount of information out there from a lot of different sources, and it can get very confusing.
Now, a lot of the questions that have come in are very relevant. Sean, my daughter has car finance. She phoned them yesterday to see if they had any deferrals of payment plan. The answer was, get a bank overdraft if you're out of work to meet your payments. What would you say to that person?
I would get her to ring the MABS office, our local MABS office, and allow us to negotiate on her behalf with the car finance company. One of the things, and to see what alternatives we can support her to put in place at this time. One of the things that we would encourage people to do, instead of jumping to extend credit right now, can you reassess where you currently are to see, is there any opportunity for you to perhaps reduce unnecessary payments at this time? For example, looking at all of the direct debits that you might have going out of your account, is there any way that you can reassess what you are paying out right now to make a bit of space in order that you can pay essential services and so on?
Another question. As of Friday the 13th, I've applied for COVID-19 self-employed payment. I have residential rent to pay monthly, which still has to be paid according to my letting agent. Also, a commercial rent of €330 monthly. Is there any relief on commercial rent?
As I understand it, the commercial rent aspect for us, Sean, wouldn't be our focus. But in terms of private rented people, we know that the emergency bill was passed by the Senate on Friday, and that does contain moratoriums on evictions and renting leases for personal rented tenants.
Yeah, Sean, can you ask Michelle how long social welfare is being held in post offices, as my son could not collect his last week due to self-isolating?
I don't have that information, Sean, but I'm happy to get it and send it into yourself so that it can be put up on the website.
Okay.
If that's possible.
That's great. Another question. Can anything be done about utilities? I was in my post office this morning and see three over 70s paying bills. These people are supposed to be inside in their own homes. Surely there must be a hold on these bills for older people.
Well, the CRU, rather, which is Commission on Regulation of Utilities, did announce that there's a moratorium on disconnections up to the 19th of April. But then in terms of paying their bills, there is a customer care team. They do have a telephone number, and I appreciate that there is the emergency credit level has increased from €10 to €100. Again, I would encourage those people to ring their local MAB. We'll see what we can do in terms of assisting them in payment processing
right.
And negotiating with utilities.
Another listener, Bill. I'm on a full state pension, and in order to make ends meet, I had some part-time work, paying taxes, etc. on that. That part-time work is now gone, but I do not qualify for any COVID payment. Is there anything I can do?
In terms of additional payment, no. But in terms of looking at what his outgoings are, again, any of the tips that we've given and that we put up on Twitter, we also have a live blog on mavs.ie website to give assistance in any overheads or any bills that may be coming in. And again, pushing out the information there to reassess the situation that you're currently in and let MABS support you in that process and also in terms of information.
Another one. I'm a self-employed musician with all work cancelled up to July, August. I've applied for the €350. If I can get any other work while receiving the €350 payment, am I allowed to take that work and earn extra money?
Well, it's an unemployment payment, Sean. So it is paid on the assumption that you are currently unemployed.
Right. If a self-employed person loses most, say 70% of their income, are they entitled to the unemployment benefit, asks John.
Well, again, it's you're unemployed. So in terms of a reduction, that's not the idea behind the pandemic unemployment payment is I am now out of a job.
Right.
As opposed to I'm on a reduced amount of money, Sean.
Now, by the way, we've clarified the question about how long payments can be held. You can hold payments in a post office for 90 days. So that's 90 days the payments can be held. You'd be well self-isolated and you'd know your story well within that time. Another one, my wife and I, we're both elderly. We've kept up very basic health insurance policy due to my invalidity. This is paid by my wife's part-time job. She's now lost that job and we'll struggle to find another policy. The benefits on our policy no longer exist anyway, and those hospitals are shut, but they took €190 from our account and said we have to keep paying or we will face a penalty if we stop paying. What would you say to Michael?
Again, look for information on what policy they do have to see is that correct in terms of taking the amount. It depends on what agreement that they've made with them. And again, we would encourage Michael to contact us to see what supports and advocacy or negotiation we could do on his behalf. But it really comes down to the terms and conditions of the policies that they purchased.
Right. And finally, that's all the questions we have and all the time we have for questions. Michelle, if people want to get in touch with MABS, they do what?
So MABS.ie is our website. It'll give you a full list of local services. We are still open, albeit we are delivering a remote service. So you can find all the telephone numbers and email addresses there. And the helpline is open 9 to 8 on 0761 07 2000.
Okay, 0761 07 2000.
That's the helpline.
0761 07 2000. Michelle, thank you so much indeed for joining us. That's Michelle O'Hara, Regional Manager of South Leinster with MABS. Now, it's just after 11. We go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.